This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
The immigration agency that handles citizenships closed for almost 3 months because of the pandemic. As a result, over 100,000 immigrants experienced delays in becoming citizens. Advocates say these delays could prevent some from voting in the presidential election. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio has the story.
I hereby declare on oath. I hereby declare on oath.
45 immigrants were taken an oath during a naturalization ceremony Thursday in Chicago. They're pledging to be loyal and protect their adoptive country. This is the final step these immigrants have to take before becoming citizens. But COVID-19 has changed things.
We typically naturalize hundreds of people. We typically hold two ceremonies a day, at least 4 days a week.
That's Jamie Diatta with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. After being closed for months, USCIS reopened in June with limited in-person services. Now, the agency is hosting smaller oath ceremonies 3 to 4 times per day. Oath ceremonies must be done in person according to federal law. So when USCIS closed, many advocates feared the delays would keep immigrants from voting in November. Advocates say that becoming a citizen has become more difficult under President Donald Trump. Even before COVID, there are longer delays and more scrutiny of applicants. And in October, the fee will increase by $530. And the fee waiver for low-income immigrants will no longer be available. This will impact thousands of immigrants in Illinois who are currently eligible to become citizens. That's according to Fred Thau with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. ICER and other national organizations are challenging the fee increase in court.
USCIS is being weaponized, just like the rest of the legacy immigration agencies.
Thau said the delays are also affecting immigrants who are waiting to be interviewed. Take Abraham Carlos Buitrón as an example. His appointment to take the test and interview was in April, but it was canceled.
They said they would contact me and that they would start doing interviews, like, I guess, in the order in which they left off. They still have not yet contacted me, give me an updated interview time or schedule.
He applied in February of 2019, hoping he would become a citizen by the presidential election.
It's a little bit disappointing, but it's really out of my hands.
But he's a long way from voting. He's still waiting for the government to schedule his first interview.
So help me God.
The naturalization ceremony, the changes are evident. Everyone is required to wear masks. The smaller ceremonies allow for social distancing. They only last about 15 minutes instead of the usual hour-long celebration. There are no handshakes, no photos, and family members are not allowed. Wadad Alali became a citizen at that ceremony. She was sad her family couldn't be there.
It's very difficult to be by yourself in this meaningful day.
Alali said her oath ceremony was delayed, but she was one of the lucky ones, delayed by only 2 weeks. And she still has time to register to vote for the presidential election.
I was very scared, but now I still have time to vote. I'm so excited to vote.
Voting is important to her. A proud moment for the 20-year-old college student. Alali fled Syria as the civil war destroyed parts of her country. She was 15 when she arrived here. Chicago is her new home. And now that she's able to vote, she said, she wants to show Americans that Muslims contribute a lot to this country. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.